And with that said, let's get Nathan Fair on the phone, warfighter, serving the old guard, one of these guys out there snapping pop, polishing, you know, spitting polish, looking good, also did some combat tours, and now he's making music. How you doing, Nathan?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Hey, also, thanks for being, if I recall correctly, the last time you were on the show, you were saying you're going out to, was it Hawaii for some kind of event?
Yeah, I actually just got back from Hawaii. I went out to, took a buddy, another member of Warrior 360, the nonprofit that we were a part of, and we flew out to Honolulu and met up with some guys and had a, put on a little concert and raised some money for Warrior 360 and Loose Wings, and we took some veterans out to the shooting range and went snorkeling and did hiking and stuff, and did a little camp out on New Year's Eve on the beach and just hanging out with warfighters, you know, trying to just connect with everybody and just have a good time.
Feels good, doesn't it? Feels good, doesn't it?
Hell yeah, it was a great time. We raised some good money for these two organizations, and you guys know what it's like just to talk to other veterans that have been there and done that and just, you know, just shoot the breeze. So
feel at home. Hey, tell me this. And you know what, America? It goes like this. It's not like we're sitting around talking war stories all the time, because it's not that. It's just about being in the same space with another person that knows what you know. And it's just comfort. It's not, we're not sitting around going, hey, remember that time in Armadi when I was, you know, it's not like that. You know, it's just not. That's very stereotypical. It's not accurate. I mean, but we will talk about combat experience as a matter of fact in circles of our own, only because that's the only place we can do it. But let's get Nathan. Let's talk about your song now, because now you got a musical career, and I like this song here. Why don't you introduce it, and we're gonna play it, and we'll come back and have a little conversation.
Okay. Yeah. The song, I'm guessing you guys are playing, is Fallen Soldier, right?
Yeah, Fallen Soldier.
Okay. Yeah. It's I wrote that song back in 2005 or 2004 on my first tour to Iraq with a couple buddies, actually. Me and my buddy Tony Peterson sat down, and he just started playing stuff on the guitar, and I started writing down lyrics, and we had another buddy, Dave Berthoff, who kind of just told us, like, yeah, that sounds good, that sounds bad, and I don't know, we just came up with the song, and it wasn't really about anybody in particular at the time when we wrote it, but now that I look back at it, I think about somebody in particular, but specifically, but it was just about everybody, you know. You see enough violence and enough death around you, and you kind of want to pay tribute to all those guys. So that's what we did with that song.
I love it. And we've got enough time. I want to play it from the beginning. So let's go ahead and back that up, Sean, and just take the whole thing. Okay, everybody. So check it out. Sit back, relax, listen to Fallen Soldier by Nathan Fair.
Medal that his dad gave him, tucked away in his duffel bag. He said, "Don't worry about a thing, but you'll be getting this when I get back." Walking down the road through the city on a routine patrol, shots ring out and he hits the ground. Sergeant yells, "Man down!" And this is for the ones who ain't coming back. Fought for the country in Iraq. They left their families at home. Come over here and I know. Carried his coffin onto the plane. Gave a salute as I read off his name. We packed away that duffel bag and the silver star that he got from his dad. And was one old man when we got off the plane. No one there for him to greet. The whole damn company shook his head. Brother, see the sun you will never see. And this is for the ones who ain't coming back. Fought for their country in Iraq. And they left their families at home. Come over here and I know. Families at home. Come over here and I know.
Damn, that's good. That's very good. Nathan, what's the, yeah. I mean, you already gave us the inspiration for the song. How much, how can people find out about your music and how can they go buy it? I mean, how much of this stuff do you have out there?
Actually, September 11th, I just released a self-produced album called Freedom Nation. So I have that on out as well, as well as the single. But I have music on iTunes, on Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, Rhapsody, whatever. You name that social media site, you can download it from there. And I donate, I keep Fallen Soldier separate from anything else. It's going to stay as a single. That way, every time somebody downloads it, I can track that money, and I donate that money back to military charities as well. So I try not to keep any, or at least less than half of my profit, so I can help out my brothers and sisters in arms. So if you guys do download my music, you're going to be helping our boys and girls out too.
I appreciate that, man. So does the community. Tell us about some of the charities. We got just like 30 seconds, but give a plug for the charities you're giving back to.
Oh, Warrior 360 is a rapid response to immediate needs to compromise the welfare of our nation's heroes. Like they, anytime there's a veteran or soldier in trouble that really nobody can get to, Warrior 360 helps them out. I'm a proud member of their action department, I guess you could say. It's called Task Force Awesome. We go out and we do races. We raise money for guys. And then Luke's Wings is an organization dedicated to support and service members who've been wounded in battle as well. And they fly soldiers to link up with family members or to go to surgeries all around the world. And they'll pay for plane tickets, or they'll even have private jets that do it, that can take them there as well. So I try and help them out as well as Warrior 360. Those are my two go-to charities right there.
Okay, so we're talking Warrior 360. You say Warrior 360 and Luke's Wings?
Yeah, you can www.warrior360.org and then lukeswings.org are two of the two charities.
I love it. Everybody, go check out Nathan Fair. He's a warfighter. He's making music. Gotta love it. Brother, I got to run. Come back again sometime.
All right, thanks.
All the way. Out here.
I wrote this song for my good friend Terry Haynes, in memory of his mother, Lori Haynes.